John, how are you?
Hey, good, Tony. How are you?
Interesting story. How to break the cycle. Consumers won't spend until the economy improves, which it won't improve until consumers spend money. And I thought that that was very interesting, especially when, you know, we talk to a lot of business owners here, and we know that they and the banking industry appear to be holding on to their money. I know in my house we are, because we don't know what the future holds. How do we break the cycle?
Well, you know, that's a good question. What I've decided is that everyone should get a 5% raise this year. I think that should go over well with everybody's bosses. But what people do need is some sense that, yeah, you know, I'll probably have a job next year, and hey, maybe I'll even, you know, prosper. And that has not happened. What is interesting, and you pointed out, is that businesses are holding on to just a ton of cash. And partly that's because they knew that 2 years ago they needed a lot of cash. And they're worried that if something else happens that they won't have a bankroll for hard times.
All right. So I can only imagine that government, that politicians are trying to figure out a way, as well as businesses, and how to get us consumers to spend our money. So what do you foresee for this fourth quarter 2011?
Well, to be honest, I don't expect much out of Washington at this point. There certainly does not seem to be any will for the government to, you know, create jobs at this point. They're more in a cutting mood, and you know, unfortunately, a laid off teacher is just as laid off as a laid off auto worker. So the more layoffs and things we have from the government sector, the worse things are probably going to get. So, really, I think what people would probably like to see is some evidence of grown-up behavior in government. Not this kind of bickering we've seen. People talk about gridlock being good, but I don't think it's been good for us in the past year or so.
All right. Well, when we talk, and you talk about this in your piece from Monday's USA Today in the money section, how to break the cycle. You talk about how economists are trying to figure this out. The politicians are trying to figure this out. If we look historically at this challenge, what's been done to get us to start spending our money again, or are we going to hold on to it until there are more jobs available, until more people are going back to work?
Well, you know, historically there have been a bunch of different efforts. The traditional way, of course, is to lower interest rates, right? That way people refinance their mortgage, they have more money in their pocket. But rates now are, you really can't lower them anymore because they're at zero. One of the more interesting ways that came out of business came from Henry Ford when he decided to double workers' salaries to $5 a day on the assumption that they would then have money to buy cars. That was considered a radical step, but I don't think we're going to see a Henry Ford-like gesture anytime soon. Really, what it's going to take, I think, is two things, one of which people are paying down their debts now, which is a good thing, and they're paying attention to how much they owe. As they pay down those debts, when people finally kind of feel like, okay, I've got this, credit card monkey off my back, now I can spend money without worrying about it. I think that's going to be probably what prompts people to start spending again.
All right, you can find John Wagner's column at USA Today, Wagner. John, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Tony.